questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB, the English radio call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
You're welcome. Okay, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour, with the developments that we see in the modern world today, we could see that divinity and the position of God is lost in the lives of the people. And this is mostly because of the progress and development in the scientific matters, up to an extent that some people say there is no need to God, or God has done its duty. Now it is our time as human beings to, we can say, be the most important entity or deity in the world as the human beings. So what's your answer to that? The modern people, especially with all these developments, do not need Allah or God at all?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And of course, we see the consequence of these ideas in this modern life. Yes. A lot of killing, a lot of massacre, a lot of poor people, destitute people, homeless people.
Yes.
All of that is stemming from this idea that no more we need God.
That's right.
Because we are human beings, we have everything, mm-hmm. we have all equipment. So there is no need for the concept of God. And the result of that, the result of to see the human being the center of universe, mm-hmm. is that unfortunately we see everything has been ruined.
Yes.
There is no equality, there is no justice worldwide. I mean, maybe in many countries.
Yes.
There are lots of homeless people, no respect to the family, no respect to the human being. They want to enjoy themselves, they want to have individualism.
Yes.
Gradually everything is destroying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a result of being away from the concept of God.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes.
You know that I think if you look at this idea with our mind, I mean, rationally speaking, it is very clear that human being is a very weak creature.
Yes.
Even if you are a billionaire, you have all equipments, everything is ready for you.
That's right.
Still, you are the poorest creatures mm-hmm. on this universe.
Yes.
Why that? Because many things are out of your control. You wish to do many things. You wish to destroy all universe and all planets. You want to have the all wealth and this universe for yourself. But unfortunately, far from you. You cannot have anything available. Many things out of your control and out of your hand. So it shows that you are poorest creatures on this universe. You cannot put away death from you. You cannot escape from illnesses. You cannot escape from earthquake, from, you know, floods, many other natural disorder. So it shows that still you need the higher, creator,
yes.
who rely on him,
That's
whom
right.
you rely on.
Yes.
And you need some supporter, some guardian,
mm-hmm.
who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to support you, to aid you, to assist you. And of course, I do not want to go to the philosophical detail of that, because philosophically speaking, even the existence that you have, moments by moments coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had it not been for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for the blank of eye, you would not be existent anymore.
That's right.
Okay? The only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one who maintain you from perish.
Yes.
Who maintain you from all, difficulties and from, all kinds of, disorder and,
That's
problems.
Right. As we have in Surah Fatir, Ya Yuhannas, Antumul Fuqara wa ilallah wa allahu wal ghaniyul hamid.
Exactly.
You know, we can say you are like a destitute before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The concept of you are destitute toward
yes.
Allah, it means in your, first of all, basically speaking, in your existence. Yes. You need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay?
Yes, yes.
If you want to be existent, you need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it comes to other realm of the existence. Whatever belonging to the human being, actually, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Even the power of eating, the power of drinking, sleeping, whatever you have is because of Him.
Yes.
Had it not been for His mercy, you could not have a single of them, any of them.
That's right. Al-faqru fakhri wa bihi aftakhiru. This is what the Holy Prophet Muhammad says, that we can say my destitute towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my honor, and exactly. I am proud of it.
According to one at least interpretation of this narration, if we accept the authenticity of the chain of the narration, actually we have to check it. But if you accept that, yes, one of the interpretation is that, because I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all realm of the existence, and because of that, it is my pride.
That's all right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But what do you think made the man self-centered in today's world? You know, forgetting Allah and God's position in life and making them busy with themselves. What are the main reasons for that?
The main reason actually is because of the forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when we have everything available, mm-hmm. We have whatever we need. Inna al-insana la yataga an ra'ahu istaghna. If you see that you have everything, financially speaking, all equipment, sometimes we think that we know more, we need anybody else, even yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming from the satanic whispering. And we think that when we have all equipment, all money, all things, you know, available, because of that, I just feel pride of myself, and I don't need anybody else, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
It's a false, you know, temptation from the Satan. And in that case, sometimes we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. So part of the other problem is that we consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and God only in the case of creation. But what other cases we must take Allah and God into our minds and see that He is the main omnipotent power that is ruling over the world?
You know, not only in creation, rather in whatever thing that we imagine, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the concept of Rabbul Alameen, mm-hmm. You know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all universe.
That's right.
It means that, you know, in whatever universe that we imagine, of course, we do not have any information about other realm of the existence of the universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. Is only owner of these worlds is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else.
Yes.
Okay? So, as I mentioned, you know, for example, in giving sustenance, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives us, you know, whatever we need, whatever sustenance that we need. And in worshipping, we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else. So I want to say that very briefly speaking, we should believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in giving sustenance.
Yes.
In creation,
yes.
In maintenance of the universe, and in other realm of the, you know, existence, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. But with the scientific developments that especially the lab developments, we could see that the humans are able are to make colonies, for example, out of the human beings. The human species are reproduced in the laboratories, okay? So it gives them a kind of godlike power to see that. We can say, okay, what is the need to God and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
I think whatever scientific development that we have, and in future, maybe we have more than that, we understand that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than any time else.
Yes.
I want to say that whatever we discover scientifically, we understand that we are weaker creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this universe, and we need, and there is a, you know, creator behind all of that. For example, if you look at these trees, these plants, you know, growing on this, you know, planet, and even look at the rain coming from the, you know, clouds. Different, you know, examples and samples of this beautiful universe and beautiful nature that we see, we can easily understand that there is a great power behind all of that.
That's right.
And of course, we cannot do, God-like, you know, ideas and God-like works. Rather, we understand that we need some great, creatures who need to, worship Him.
That's right. And are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the main effects of worshipping a super, a divine power or an almighty power in our lives? Through worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does our life become godly or something like that?
Of course, of course, yes. Because one of the reasons that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we want to purify ourselves. We want to be real human being, not animal-like. We do not want to be like predators eating each other, and the like a jungle. They want to attack each other. They want to eat up each other. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become angel-like. You become human-like. And you become a real human being in a real sense of the word. And then you give and you provide more assistance to other fellow human beings. You are more supportive for the other poor people, destitute people. And there would be a justice. There would be a great justice implemented on this universe. You know that the concept of purity of human being is very important.
Yes, tazkiyatun nafs.
Yes.
Yes, tazkiyah.
Tazkiyatun nafs or tahdhibun nafs, purity of soul, in order to become the real human being, in order to, you know, support each other, and to have the idea of that I want to be real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually the consequence of that is coming back to the human being himself or herself.
That's right.
And we respect each other, you know, we pay more service to each other. I think this idea is only coming from believing in one God, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's
and of course, beside that, believing in the day of judgment. If you believe in the day of judgment, you do whatever is righteous, okay? And you want to see the consequence of that in the day of judgment. But if you do not believe in the day of judgment or any God, just you only focus on your own interest.
Yes, that's right.
You do not think about anybody else. You do not think about justice. You do not think about any other human being.
That's right.
I think it has...
So you day by day, you are away from self-centerism and you go toward God-centerism.
Exactly.
If you consider,
and I think that one of the biggest problem of human being is to be far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Mahpoor, for a nice elaboration regarding... the existence and the role that God can have in our life in today's world. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة
لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن